But Anil, my sense of this, one, it's a global indicator. So I think we had this conversation with delegations like Germany and Canada earlier this morning, where the concern was that evacuation is not a big factor for them, which is sort of approximating your situation. If you have people who no longer live in floodplains or vulnerable areas, evacuation will be lowered. But I think the idea is that we have targets to improve DRR in a comprehensive sense by 2030. So whatever the data tells us, we can make the conclusions from it. You have presumed that perhaps a negative assessment will be made of evacuation. But so could it be from shifts in flows of cooperation or shifts in mortality? And we have already discussed that there are some things that will change contrary to expectations. And my worry is that if we make the condition of accepting the measurement, the one or other potential use of it, which is not necessarily guaranteed, we may, because I'm appealing here now because I see a path to resolving G7. And what you have said is not that it is not doable, but that one interpretation of the report could be to penalize in perception positive action. But there are many other delegations who feel that that is not so, that it would merely give a measure of whether early warning systems, and I think the use of relevant and the use of at risk and exposed would perhaps, I'm not the technical expert, but it seems to me that the universe is now narrowed. So if indeed you no longer have people populating hazard-prone areas, which means that they are not at risk, then the ratio would self-correct. So I will come back to you, India, but I'll ask Costa Rica and Morocco, and then we'll take a decision. But I think the questions you have raised would bear some further reflection as we seek to try to resolve this. Costa Rica.